Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. Just like the baby's father, a Northeast Iowa woman could serve up to a half century in prison for the death of her infant daughter 2.5 years ago. 34-year-old Brianna Green of Elgin was charged with child endangerment causing death, a Class B felony, plus one count of child endangerment and aggravated misdemeanor after her 4-month-old daughter died in September 2022. In April of last year, the baby's father, 39-year-old Joshua Christian of Postville, was convicted in the infant's death and sentenced to up to 50 years in prison. Criminal complaints allege Green and Christian were both using drugs and acted in ways that caused the death of the infant by asphyxiation. An autopsy showed the baby had methamphetamine in her system at the time of death. Green was arrested last May when the Fayette County Sheriff's Office also arrested her on 6 counts of drug possession. In a plea agreement, Green has pleaded guilty to child endangerment causing death, with the other child endangerment charge dismissed. She has been sentenced to a prison term not to exceed 50 years in the Iowa Correctional Institution for Women in Mitchellville. Green's drug possession case has not yet been resolved, and she could plead guilty to charges in that case with a further proceedings hearing currently scheduled for March 5th, which is the day after Green's 35th birthday. A Northeast Iowa man could serve up to a decade in prison after pleading guilty to attacking his mother with a dumbbell last spring. In April 2024, Decorah police arrested 28-year-old Daniel Hamill of Decorah for attempted murder, a Class B felony. Charges also include willful injury causing serious injury, a Class C felony, plus first-degree harassment with threat of a forcible felony, and domestic abuse assault with intent to inflict serious injury, both aggravated misdemeanors. Criminal complaints indicate Hamill got into a fight with his mother and stated he wanted to kill her while he was hitting her in the head with a dumbbell. Hamill was originally scheduled to stand trial in September until a judge ordered Hamill to be evaluated for his competency to stand trial. After he was declared competent, his trial was reset for January 23rd. On January 14th, the trial was canceled, with a hearing then set for further proceedings, an indication Hamill would plead guilty. But the next day, he requested his case be placed back on the trial schedule, and it was reset for February 19th in Winnesee County District Court. However, Hamill avoided trial by agreeing to plead guilty to all counts against him, minus the attempted murder charge, which was dismissed. Last week, Hamill was sentenced to a prison term not to exceed 10 years at the Iowa Medical and Classification Center in Oakdale. He also gets credit for time already served in the Winnesee County Jail, where he had been held without bond since his arrest last year. Recent snowfall has not had any impact on the latest U.S. drought monitor for Iowa in north central and northeast Iowa. Despite the snow, based on precipitation through 7 a.m. Tuesday, February 18th, all of north central and northeast Iowa remain rated in the D1 category for moderate drought. That area includes all of Allamaquin, Blackhawk, Bremer, Buchanan, Butler, Cerro Gordo, Chickasaw, Clayton, Fayette, Floyd, Franklin, Grundy, Hancock, Hardin, Kossuth, Mitchell, Winnebago, and Worth counties. A little over half of Iowa is rated in moderate drought, with the vast majority of those counties in the northern half of the state. About a third of the state is rated D0 for abnormally dry, with a southern section of the state drought-free. A small pocket of D2 severe drought exists across sections of Sioux, Plymouth, and Woodbury counties in northwest Iowa. A popular New Hampton dining establishment is temporarily closed. A Facebook post on Friday indicates that the pub at the Pinnacan will temporarily close for management transition. Owner Dale Reichs noted that, quote, "Phil Swanzinger will be helping us restructure our staff and find a new manager. His experience with the pub at the Pinnacan and his connection to the New Hampton community will be key to building a successful team," end quote. The post also notes that existing event reservations will be honored. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause and appreciate your understanding as we prepare for an exciting new chapter, end quote. Those interested in joining the team at the pub at the Pinnacan are asked to reach out to the restaurant. According to their website, the restaurant has been in operation for over 60 years and has also hosted countless wedding receptions, company parties, and many other events. The RRMR Education Endowment Fund has been established to create opportunities for all graduating students of Rockford Senior High School. The fund is held with the Floyd County Community Foundation, an affiliate of the Community Foundation of Northeast Iowa. Angie Johnson, fund advisor, said, quote, "All students deserve a chance at prosperity, whether they are heading to university, community college, a trade school, or even directly to work on-the-job training. This fund is to provide assistance to all Rockford Senior High graduates as they enter the next part of their journey," end quote. The RRMR Education Endowment Fund ensures that every Rockford Senior High graduate receives support, regardless of their path. Scholarships and other student support are directed through Grow Rockford Together, a nonprofit improving the quality of life in Rockford. The fund will support critical initiatives such as scholarships for all graduates, career pathway support, and higher education opportunities. Gifts to RRMR Education Endowment Fund are eligible for a 25% state tax credit through the Endow Iowa Tax Credit Program. Tonight on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's Charles City Boys playoff basketball. Comets traveling to Independence for a Class 3A sub-state matchup. Coverage starts at 6:40, game time 7 o'clock. Tonight on 95.9 KCHA, it's the Cyclone Coaches Corner Show from 6:30 until 8 o'clock. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.